You know, there's some people sometimes, well, what do you call a child who's born to a mother and father who are not married?
Call a child a bastard.
Right. Do any have any other names for it? Any other different names
for it?
Have you ever heard of Woods Colt?
No.
Or a Sunday baby?
No.
Or anything like that?
No.
What do you, and you call a child who's been born to parents who are not married, you call them a bastard even?
That's right. That would be it.
I mean,
that's right.
You don't mean anything mean
yes.
by it, though,
no,
do you?
No, not mean.
That's just a name.
Oh, I've always
yeah, hush. Typewriters and
who?
Hush.
I got the far.
What do you
what call, a nice.
What do you call a place where dead people are prepared for burial? You know, they if they died and people come up and pick them up and they take them to a place where people get them all ready to be buried. What do you call that?
Funeral home.
What do you call the box or the case in which a dead person is buried?
Call the box is a box and what the body's in the coffin.
Oh.
I was trying to find out about a lot of these words before.
And a box is the thing that the casket or the coffin
right.
fits
that's
into.
Right.
No, I had an interview this afternoon.
What do you call a small a place where the dead where dead people are buried?
Cemetery.
That white and that color. All of them over 60. All of them born.
What do you call a small freshwater stream?
A branch.
What does a branch flow
yeah, right.
into?
It runs into rivers
right
and creeks.
Oh, now, in other words, there's a difference between a branch and a creek.
Said
the creek is larger, is that
yes,
right?
The creek's
well,
larger.
What's the difference between a branch and a stream? Or does a stream just cover anything?
I'm not.
I think a branch and a stream are the same thing. A branch.
What about flat, grassy country? What do you call that? What do you call that kind of?
Meadows.
Meadows. All right. You really don't use that much,
no,
do you? Because
so
you're up here in the mountains.
No,
don't
so
you?
Don't use that.
What do you call a pair of straps woven over the shoulders to support trousers?
Spenders.
All right. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Red gravy.
Red gravy. What do you call liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog with a real thin body and a long snout? He usually is one that, you know, farmers have raised, but then he's gotten away and gotten out in the woods.
Call him wild hog.
Wild hog.
Buy something, you sure won't give you. I'm going to charge you, I get by $1 a
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes? What's that called?
Corn.
A corn? Mm. Now I'm thinking more of just not when you've got a sore or a sore place, but when you've got a soreness, you know, it's kind of all between your toes and it kind of just itches all over.
I don't know what you call that.
All right. You ever heard of something called athlete's foot?
Yes, I've heard of that. But I didn't know what that on your foot.
What about toe itch?
I've heard tell a toe itch, too.
But you don't use those words.
No, sir, I don't. Have
what about cheap whiskey? What do you call cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey. I don't know much about that either.
Well, I mean, you know, what do you what have you heard it called? You know, stuff that just isn't very good whiskey.
Some call it stump water.
Is that right? Stump water. My goodness, now that's one I've never heard before. What about rot gut? Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I've heard that too.
But you don't use it.
No.
Does, you know, when the men talk about it, do they use that pretty much?
Yes.
They use rot gut more than they do stump water?
Yes, they do.